This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Day 116, Joe's turned the page, abandoned Americans in the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan, 129 days since he promised he'd never do it, and nobody ever talks about it in the media mob. It is sad. It is pathetic. I'll give you one other thing. In our third hour today, our news roundup information overload hour, we'll have Congressman Mike Waltz. Nobody talks about the China Olympics in 2022. The Winter Olympics are now going to be in China. I don't think anything's going to happen with Taiwan until after those Olympics. Then I believe their territorial ambitions will be on full display. We see them now talking about reunification, flying their fighter jets, testing the systems of defense that the that Taiwan has, checking America's resolve. But it seems inevitable, like it's inevitable that Putin is going to invade Ukraine. He wouldn't have 175,000 troops on the border with Ukraine if he didn't plan on doing what he did when Biden and Obama were in office the last time with Crimea, et cetera, and eastern Ukraine. So I think that's going to happen also, except, you know, remember that happened, I think it was 2-3 months after the Sochi Olympics. So you see a same similar pattern emerging here. No, nobody talks about the Uyghur population, the ethnic Muslim population that is being put into forced labor camps in China. All these companies that are going to be, you know, sponsoring the Olympics in China, the NBA making a fortune in China, you know, Procter & Gamble, Coke, Nike, they're all going to be sponsoring the Olympics. Look at what they're doing to the Uyghur population. Look at how they've treated the Tibetans over the years and their attempts to wipe them out. You know, ethnic Muslims, you know, literally forced labor camps. Nobody mentions it. Look at the crackdown in Hong Kong. Look at the crackdown that is now coming and the aggressive actions of China with Taiwan. It is, you know, the atrocities are beyond awful. Why the International Olympic Committee ever gave them the Olympics, I don't know. You know, where are all the liberals? You know, for example, you know, where are all the feminist groups as it relates to the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan? Women being beaten in the street. They don't dress properly. Or they're not out with a male relative. You know, where are all these human rights groups? If you're gay or lesbian, what happens to you in the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan? You will die. You have people that helped us, our Afghan allies, being killed every day. Now girls can't go to school and women can't go to work. And Joe Biden abandoned Americans, military families. You know, at what point, where are the people that were so outspoken about apartheid in South Africa? Where are these people? I would think they would agree with Sean Hannity here, who's standing up for minority rights, human rights, women's rights. I just have a hard time understanding it. But anyway, you know, and then on the other hand, I just happen to know enough athletes. People will spend a decade or more, 20 years of their life preparing for the Olympics. And I don't want to rip that out from under them. But nor do I want to support this regime with all these human rights abuses either. I'm just against boycotts. I don't think the athletes should have to pay. But maybe financially, you know, maybe the U.S. doesn't cover it. And maybe there's so much money involved in this, it's just nauseating, the whole thing. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. We'll get into this in more detail later in the show. There's no words to describe what Mitch McConnell has done to betray the every Republican in the country, every Republican in the House and Senate that has been willing to hold the line. Democrats have not allowed Republicans to ever be a part of the budget process at all in any way whatsoever. Then Mitch McConnell and every Republican says for 2 months that they're not going to help the Democrats raise the debt ceiling. That's what they promised us. Last minute, Mitch McConnell goes against his own word and his promise, gets 10 other Republicans to go along with it, and allows the Democrats to have more time so that they can push Build Back Better, New Green Deal socialism, which is not going particularly well for them. Now McConnell is going to do the same exact thing, except a different way. Now you might say, Hannity, that's a contradiction. No, well, the result is the same. The result being that he's creating a new rule in the Senate just to give Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi more time and allow them to raise the debt ceiling, except this time the vote is going to be different. The Republicans, if he can get 9 other Republicans, and I assume he will because that's how the swamp works, the sewer of Washington, D.C. works, with this new rule, they'll vote for the new rule and a one-time exception to the filibuster to raise the nation's borrowing limit before next week's deadline. Janet Yellen says it's the 15th. A narrow 222-212 vote in the House. Now Adam Kinzinger of Illinois voted in favor, the only Republican. Of course, Kinzinger and Liz Cheney are the two that are on the predetermined outcome January 6th committee after they kicked off Jim Banks and Jim Jordan. I mean, it's such a joke. It's a predetermined outcome. You know, are they going to talk to the whistleblowers that say that they were told National Guard members to stand down? Are they going to let, you know, with all the talk about, well, we're going after Mark Meadows. Well, is Mark Meadows going to be able to tell his story how Donald Trump 2 days prior asked for the National Guard to be called up in light of the number of people that were coming to Washington, D.C.? Will they play the words? Many of you will now peacefully and patriotically march to the Capitol so your voices can be heard. I spoke out. You can't have our institutions. You can't have what happened on January 6th happen. I've been very outspoken about it. And people responsible need to be held accountable. But so should the people that rioted, you know, the 500 some odd riots that took place in the summer of 2020 that the media mob and Democrats either ignored completely or said were mostly peaceful. Well, mostly peaceful resulted in dozens of dead Americans. Mostly peaceful resulted in thousands of injured cops pelted with bricks, rocks, bottles, and Molotov cocktails and worse. You know, mostly peaceful ended up with billions of dollars in property damage, arson, and looting. Where's that committee, Liz? I know you've now aligned with the people that called your father a war criminal and a murderer and a crook. I understand. I think I figured out what Liz Cheney and Kinzinger are about. They have one other motive, and that's to purge the party of all things Donald Trump. It's not going to work. There's a poll that came out yesterday. Liz Cheney is now trailing her opponent in this next congressional race by 18 points. She's going to be voted out of office. But she's going to, you know, and now she's aligned herself with the very people that said the most vile things, untrue things, I will add, about her father and family. And the very people that support policies that seem to be the antithesis of everything that Dick Cheney, or at least the Dick Cheney I knew, once stood for, especially on foreign policy. Does Dick Cheney really like Joe Biden's policies on Russia and China and Iran? I'd be hard-pressed. How does he feel about what happened in Afghanistan, abandoning Americans? I mean, there's this insane wing of the never-Trumper movement that will support full-on socialism and total appeasement and compromise every value they have just because Donald Trump is mean, in their view. Doesn't say things the way they want it said and is not part of their group or the swamp. They'll ignore his tax cuts. They'll ignore his gutting the bureaucracy. They'll ignore his progress at the border. They'll ignore energy independence. They'll ignore his promise on judges. They'll ignore free and fair trade. They'll ignore his support for law and order and law enforcement. They'll ignore his peace through strength. You know, maybe they don't like he got us out of foreign conflicts that were never ending. Anyway, what Mitch now has done here, he's now gone behind the back of every Republican senator, and he has no business being the leader anymore. The only thing he's ever been good at, halfway decent at, are judges. We've given him the benefit of the doubt time and time again. And now they're actually allowing this bill to be tied to the Medicare bill, which now puts every Republican in a quandary. Because if they don't support the new rule, they're going to be labeled in their next campaign. Somebody like Ron Johnson is somebody that wants to cut Medicare. They need to bifurcate these two issues into separate bills. And my understanding is that Senator Kennedy of Louisiana, Lindsey Graham, even Mitt Romney wants to separate and bifurcate and the two bills so that people can have a straight up and down vote on Mitch's new rule in the Senate. Let's get an honest assessment, not a swamp assessment, of what they're doing here. You know, Wall Street Journal poll, voters are pessimistic under Biden. Just 27% of those polled say the country's on the right track. Only 37% in another poll of Democratic voters want Biden to run again. I mean, that's a tip poll that came out yesterday. Only 37% of Democrats. Another 16% chose Harris. 13% overall remain unsure. That's a disaster. Biden's reelection shows 22% support. Harris only at 12%. By the way, this was interesting in the Wall Street Journal poll. Should be scary news to Democrats. Now, last year, Biden won the Hispanic vote 63-35. New Wall Street Journal poll finds a troubling development for the Democratic Party, you know, because they don't have any single success story that they can run on. And according to the polls at the time, the Journal found Hispanic voters are evenly split in their choice for Congress. Ask which party that they would back if the election were held today. 37% of Hispanic American voters said that they would support Republican congressional candidates, 37% Democratic candidates. I mean, these poll numbers spell doom for Democrats, and it is becoming more obvious every day. By the way, the radical appointment of this woman, Omarova, you know, supports bankrupting the oil and gas industries in the name of climate change. Yeah, she's now withdrawn her name from consideration. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. A lot of news to get to. We'll tell you about it and much, much more. First, I want to remind you, our friends at Pure Talk, not only do you get the same service using the same cell towers, the same 5G network, the same number of bars, the same phone number, average family saving close to $1,000 a year. I mean, you can't do any better. Right now, our friends at Pure Talk, they have a special for Christmas. They're selling iPhone 12s if you want a new one or want them for a gift for somebody for just $479. They even have the iPhone 13s as well. I'm a customer myself. The service is exactly the same, except you save a lot of money every month, 50% off. Anyway, they have more plans than the big carriers. Unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data, just $30 a month. Like I said, if you want an iPhone 12 as a gift, $479. Just anyway, if you want to save every month, start saving 50% off your first month. Every month thereafter, dial #250, say the keyword save now. #250 on your cell, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk.